Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Previously on Visionaries.
Can I trust you?
You can. With anything.
And why did you tell Athenia about us?
She invited herself! She interferes with me and slave Ira, but helps Tasha and slave Saya? And all of a sudden, Bol knows the truth.
I know what you're doing after curfew. I've known for a long time. Taking care of sick slaves.
So if I don't do what you want, you'll tell your husband what I've done. Is that it?
Slave Saya has information that I want. The only way to get that information is if she trusts you. The only way she will is if she believes you two are on the same side.
This is how I knew!
Knew what?
It's your perfume! You forgot to wash it off! Oh, Athenia. Lock her in her room, Roos. Man the door until the art seer tells you otherwise.
Blue Mist stays the Blue Mist, and we get our prisoners. Everyone wins.
The Greyborn's fight isn't our fight. Think of our truce.
Fine. Take them away.
Guardsmen, on me.
Wait, wait!
What do you see?
Rail, walking back with Price and Grayson.
Visionaries, Episode 4, The Young Seeing Hero.
Guardsman Rail of the Truth Seekers and Orin of the Blue Mist march through the woods. Orin escorts Price, Rail escorts Grayson. Orin leads the way through Blue Mist territory.
Orin, you're making a mistake. Think about it.
I did. Now shut up and walk.
Without the Grand Herald's consent, whatever that truth seeker promised you is a lie.
Blaine of the First Blood and his tracking unit approach them.
Blackbag Price. You too, Rail.
Guards, eyes up. Let's move out.
Truth seekers get into formation, making a circle around the tracking unit. Their single ring blue eyes light up, allowing them to see the future of 3 minutes within their direct line of sight. In unison, they march through Blue Mist Woods. Orin of the Blue Mist nudges Rail of the Truth Seekers.
I held up my end. You gave me your word.
Fine. Captain Blaine?
What is it?
Orin of the Blue Mist played a vital role in helping me capture these fugitives.
Good for him.
Sir, I was hoping you can let the Archseer know the role I played in this operation. And maybe I can have some sort of talk with him.
Talk about what?
My people aren't just some strange visionaries living in the woods. We're tired of being treated as such by the Grand Herald.
Right. I believe Rail said savages. Or was it barbarians? You're lucky we didn't arrest everyone in that swamp you call a home for harboring fugitives.
Without me, you wouldn't have your fugitives, Captain.
Company, halt.
What did you say?
We risked a lot to capture these two.
Don't add Rail into this. Speak for yourself, barbarian.
Hold him.
Wait, what are you doing?
The Grand Herald is too nice, letting you harbor slaves in that swamp. I just don't understand why Lord didn't put you all in slaves camp, cut out your eyes, and bunch you all up together. Maybe he needs a demonstration to give the idea thought.
Please, I'm sorry. Please!
Captain Blaine!
What is it?
We will be under attack. Blue mist charging from the side.
Rael, I thought you said they agreed to our terms.
They did.
Blaine holds his knife against Orin's throat.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Captain! Blue mist charging from the front.
What about behind us?
Nothing, sir.
They're forcing us back.
Sir, if we don't move, we will be surrounded.
Everyone, fall back! Fall back! They're up in the trees.
Blue mist guardsmen come charging in from the front and both sides. Blaine and the rest of his unit drop down to their knees and surrender.
Arrest those alive and take them back for sentencing.
Roslyn takes the black bag off of Price. Orin stands up.
Commander, thank you. I was wrong. I should have never taken their word.
Arrest Orin, too.
Roslyn! Get off of me! Commander, get your hands off me! Roslyn, please! Please!
Athenia empties the bottle of wine into her cup. Radon enters her room, followed by two First Blood guards.
I want that guardsman arrested.
Wait outside.
Roos disrespected me, which means he disrespected you and the mantle.
Enough, Athenia.
What? Am I not allowed to roam the halls of my home?
You weren't roaming. You were leaving.
You believe the guardsman.
I believe my father.
Leaving to go where?
The same place as Grayson and Price.
You're being paranoid again.
Don't! I'm not being paranoid. See, I started connecting the dots. Defending Saya, freeing Tasha, leaving the tower late at night.
I just wanted some air.
And you had to pack a bag for that?
No, I didn't. But getting some air is what I'll tell people instead of admitting that my husband has fallen for a Deadeye slave and the fact that he is taking the eyes of his fellow visionaries.
Is that what you told Bol?
What?
When you showed him the cellar?
If I want to take down the mantle, I'm not using one of your loyalists.
You know we have your slave in a cell? Peeling away at her like an onion. She'll tell me everything. Tell me how you were involved. And once I have that, I have you. And no one will oppose what I'll do to you.
Ariz jumps out of the back window to avoid the guardsman stationed in front of his shop. Crouches behind his fence and listens. Ariz puts his hood over his head and dashes across the street.
Hey! Hands up!
I'm unarmed.
The guardsman rips the healer's hood down.
You shouldn't be out this late, healer.
Well, Guardsman Gavin, isn't it? I haven't seen you around my shop
lately. Why are you out past curfew, healer?
A patient forgot her medication. I'm afraid if I don't get it to her tonight, you'll be rolling over her corpse in the morning.
Who?
Tessa of the First Blood. She lives in Section Zero.
Well, that wouldn't be much of a loss now, would it? Open your bag. What are you giving her?
Sea petals. It's meant to counteract the infection she caught when she gave birth.
She didn't catch an infection, healer. She is the infection. That's why she's in Section Zero.
I leave guarding the city to you. You leave healing the people to me.
I also see bandages, sleep leaves, scale stems, and seep berries. Making any other late-night visits?
Just the one.
I'll take those seep berries off your hands.
Does that mean you'll let me go?
Hurry before I change my mind. Next time, I'll arrest you for breaking curfew. Back against the wall.
Hello? My name is Saya. I'm a slave too. How are you feeling?
Better. Thank you.
What's your name?
Ira.
You're the Elder Seer slave.
I was. Now I'm accused of being a spy for the rebellion.
Are you?
A spy?
For the rebellion.
Yes.
Udo never trusted you.
That's because I didn't agree with his strategy. I still don't. It was his methods that killed him, not the art seer.
You blame the attacked, not the attacker.
I blame Udo for thinking we can do this alone. Udo's plan to storm the tower would have never worked.
It was more than just storming the tower. We were working with visionaries.
Grayson doesn't count.
Neither does your opinion on the matter.
You are so convinced that I'm the enemy. Difference of opinions shouldn't make us enemies. We can think different and fight the same fight.
And this is you striking some sort of partnership.
At the very least, maybe we can try to get on the same page.
We are in very different books, Ira.
You think I didn't suffer enough for the rebellion? Why? I'm a slave just like you. I was just tortured until I lost consciousness. Whatever. I'll continue to fight for the rebellion in my own way.
Before Grayson made me his slave, I was owned by a guardsman. He did whatever he wanted to me. Beat me. Rape me. One day we went to the healer shop. There were two other guardsmen standing outside. He told me to go and get what he needed. I went inside and came back empty-handed. He asked me, "Did you get it?" I explained that milk root doesn't cure impotence according to the healer. The guardsman laughed, and so did I. The reward of seeing his embarrassment was worth the punishment, even if it meant my life. As expected, he beat me nearly to death. I couldn't recall what happened when I regained consciousness. By that time, Grayson stepped in and stopped the guardsmen from killing me. It took a while for me to piece together what had happened, and I needed Grayson to fill in those blanks. And here you are, 2 seconds away from death. You wake up no more than a day later on your own, and you're right as rain, asking me questions. Trying to build a relationship. I do think you are a spy. A spy for the Arch Seer.
Slave Recio stares up at the moon. He's surrounded by other slaves, but he's the only one awake. He gently moves the foot of a child off of his leg. Then he turns over and crawls through a sea of bodies. Once he manages to get out of the sleeping grid, he crouches down and walks low to the ground. Rizio cautiously approaches the gate. Ari stands on the other side.
I can't stay long. A guardsman stopped me on the way here. He took all of the seed berries, too. I have nothing to relieve pain.
Ariz pushes the bag of supplies in a dugout hole under the gate.
Thank you, healer.
The scale stem is for your son. Boil it. Make sure he drinks it twice a day for the next 3 days. I also brought sleep leaves for anyone too sick to heal.
Thank you. I need one more favor.
I doubt I can come back anytime soon. They're increasing the amount of guards at night.
Not medicine. The rebellion is happening, my friend. Go to Section Zero and meet Tasha of the First Blood.
Rizzio.
We need you. We need more from you. At the very least, meet with her tomorrow. Please.
Grayson watches as the blue mist kill the guards that are near death. Those who have minor wounds are arrested.
Tie them up. We need to get back home before the sun comes up.
Grayson looks at Blaine of the First Blood. He grabs a rope and proceeds to tie Blaine's hands behind his back.
You're adding to your punishment, Grayson.
You can't add to a death sentence.
And what about your slave? You want to save her, don't you?
How do I even know she's alive?
You don't. All you have is my word. The Archseer gave me a special message to share with you. If you surrender and turn yourself in, he'll let the slave live.
You're lying.
The deal expires in a few days. If I'm not back with you, she'll be burned with half of Slave's Camp just to send a message.
Grayson!
Make a decision. How much do you love her?
Everything all right?
Everything's great, General. Just catching up with an old friend. Right, Grayson?
Two Deadeye guards black bag Blaine and march him forward.
What was that about?
I think we should question Blaine before Rosalind orders his execution.
Question what?
My brother's plans. He's a high-ranking guardsman and a captain of this unit. Imagine what we can learn if we get him to talk.
All right. I'll tell Rosalind to give me a moment with him.
I want
to
do it. I know him. He'll talk to me more than he'll talk to you or anyone else. At some point, you have to let me help, Price.
Fine. Just make sure you know what you're doing.
Okay.
I mean it. Rosalind will execute Orne for what he did. If you betray her, she'll have no problem doing the same to you. And I can't stop her.
I understand.
Met stands at the door of Ira's cell. Met's eyes shine a red light. Ira is on vision plane.
What do you know?
I need more time.
That's unacceptable. You had more than enough time.
She doesn't trust me.
I don't care. Get it done, or you are no longer of any value to us.
I want to speak to the Archseer.
This comes from the Archseer. You have one more day.
Inside of Jarno's room, Radon pours himself a glass of wine.
Do you want a glass?
Too early for me. Can't think with a clouded mind, but you drink as much as you need.
How did you catch her?
Her perfume.
I can't believe she betrayed me.
Did your plan work? Is she the slave's contact?
I don't have proof yet, but I know she is. I can feel it.
Then you still have nothing.
After catching her in the middle of the night, you believe she might be innocent?
No! But the public will need more.
Oh, I don't care about the public. She needs to be dealt with.
You need to consider the fallout of your punishment if she's guilty.
What fallout? If she's guilty, she's guilty.
I'm talking about the fallout from the public. Emotions often lead people's judgments.
Emotion should be anger.
Some, might feel sympathy. Lady Sia, the widow of the most popular art seer, making her loved by the public, the woman that discarded her pain and married you not for love, but for the sake of keeping the family structure intact. And now, a victim to a cheating husband.
Is that what she told you?
She didn't have to. It's obvious, Radon. What if she brings up your affair with a slave at her trial?
Then maybe there won't be a trial.
The key to ruling people is to make them feel as if they're not being ruled. Your wife just can't go missing. There has to be a trial.
Difference of opinion.
When my father burned Greystone to the ground, he had your same attitude, your same opinion.
What's your point?
Pride. And narrow-mindedness was his downfall. It was more important for him to display his power instead of maintaining our legacy.
The public respected us after that.
The public feared us. Fear becomes anger. Anger becomes courage. Courage leads to battle. That fire bonded the Sun Warriors and the Greyborn.
So I let Athenia live after everything she has done.
Keep her locked in the tower. She serves us better muzzled than dead.
I don't think I can let this one go.
What else does she have on you? It can't just be the cheating.
If she is found guilty, she'll face the same sentence as any other citizen. That is my decision.
Archseer.
Metz walks up to him.
Any news from Ira?
Nothing yet. Saya is still skeptical of her. She promised to get you what you want. She just asked for more time.
How much longer?
One more day.
That slave is smarter than she looks.
She's still a deadeye. We'll break her.
Fine.
One more thing. Tasha of the First Blood.
No, you messed that up. Leave her alone.
We can use her. Make her share her story of Bull's cruelty.
I thought we were blaming Grayson's eyes for his death.
We are. This will provide us a convincing explanation as to why the guard commander was in the cell in the first place.
Convincing for who?
The public. But more importantly... the guardsmen. I've been hearing whispers that they are not happy with how Bol is being treated.
He's arrested because he went against the mantle. That's all that matters.
Saying he went against the mantle without evidence won't be enough, Archseer. They have a code among them. They will fight for him unless we give them a reason not to. We can't afford to lose the trust of our guardsmen, especially if Sunrising decides to retaliate.
You keep going back and forth with this plan of yours. I am getting sick of it.
All of the pieces are about to fall into place, Archseer. Trust me. Bol will be rightfully held in his cell for his handling of Tasha. Once he dies in the cell, we'll blame Grayson and keep the cellar hidden. As for Athenia... the public will side with us once the slave explains her involvement.
What if she reveals too much at her trial? She knows our secret, too.
We have time on our side with her. Bol is the only situation that's pressing. Just keep Lady Seer under surveillance and locked away. I promise you, they will both be found guilty. And your secrets will stay secret.
Bring Tasha to me. I want her to fully understand the situation. There is no room for error.
Yes, Archseer.
Thank you for listening to Visionaries. For more information, go to visionariesaudiodrama.com. Ash to Flame.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.